Welcome to A Wee Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills team at UWS. My name is Linda Riches. I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. So today we're going to think a little bit about time management, I guess, but specifically how to make best use of the various academic skills appointments that we now have available. So I've got John, Mary and Carly here to talk us through some options. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Linda.
Hiya.
Hello.
Good to see you all. So if you're a regular listener, you're probably aware that we offer in-person and online appointments. But today we're going to talk about the third way of offering appointments, which might save you some time, especially if you're juggling placement and assignment deadlines. So we'll have a quick outline. We're going to talk about email appointments in a bit, but we'll talk initially about the different types of appointments just as a little recap. So if I bring you in, Mary, first of all, can you just sort of tell us a little bit about our in-person on-campus appointments?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, generally true for most of our appointments, but we offer 30-minute kind of one-to-ones with an advisor. And the in-person appointments we offer across most of the UWS campuses. There won't be appointments all day, every day. But if you check our calendar, we do try and spread ourselves across the different campuses to meet as many people as possible. And so in-person appointments will be particularly helpful, I guess, if you are on campus, for one. If you know you're there for class and it just suits you well to come along and meet someone in the building or campus that you're at. I will just note there that you don't have to just attend the campus that is kind of your campus. You know, if you live near Lanarkshire, even though you tend to go to Paisley campus, you can come to an in-person appointment at Lanarkshire and that's absolutely no problem. You might also want an in-person appointment if you just kind of prefer an in-person chat. If maybe you don't have a great internet connection or sometimes technology can just overwhelm us a little bit. So if you'd rather just come see someone face-to-face and ask us some questions, then that might be best suited for you.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, and that's a good point that for some people, maybe just that in-person conversation is what they prefer. So very happy to see people on campus. John, I'll bring you in next just about online appointments, which we've sort of offered really since, well, we did that during lockdown, but we've kept online appointments. Can you just tell us a little bit about that and how that works?
Well, yeah, I started then, so they almost seem like the traditional appointments to me doing, doing the online ones. So, we offer those, and they are 30 minutes. You book those through our academic skills site as well. I think they're really useful. In some ways, I actually think possibly they're more effective than the in-person ones in some ways. It depends what students' preferences are, but I think the great thing about the online ones is we can do the screen share, so you can see basically what I see on my screen. We don't kind of have to kind of get a room where there's a big projector in. So I think it's just really useful for showing, I think working with kind of drafts of assignments, actually, I think it's really effective to do that. You know, online appointments, they're great if you're have problems kind of getting to campus as well, or you just find online appointments more convenient than in-person ones, and you've got some familiarity with Teams as well. I would say with the online appointments, I think it's quite important that you try and find a quiet place to do those as well, and that you've got some good internet coverage. But yeah, I think they're really, really useful for students.
Yeah, that's a good point. A quiet place is good. I've spoken to students in cars before, or with a lot of background noise. We obviously understand for a lot of students, you might be on placement and you manage to find a quiet place and you can have an appointment. So I know that can be really handy for a lot of students as well.
I don't mind the cars are the place. When students are in cafes, I think that's more vintage. Yeah, definitely not while driving, though.
Absolutely. No driving, please. So that's online, which, you know, as John says, we can share a lot of information. We can put links in the chat. The chat is there after the call is finished, which is great as well. So there's lots of advantages to that. Also, I would say that in terms of in-person appointments, if for any reason you can't make an in-person appointment because of weather, especially in the Scottish weather that we have, then you can ask to switch to online. And I've done that quite a few times as well. So it's, you know, there's that convenience as well. And then, Carly, we're going to come to our sort of relatively new appointment type, which is email appointments. So just wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that and, you know, that sort of option for students.
Yeah, so email appointments we've been offering for several months now. And there are some distinct differences between email appointments and why you may want to book one of those as opposed to an in-person or online appointment. So email appointments are best when you're a bit further along in an assessment. If you have your assessment guidance and you aren't sure how to start, that usually means that we need to have a real-time conversation about how you're going to plan, any questions that you have about you know, maybe clarifications on the assessment guidelines, how to structure things and anything along those lines. That requires a real-time conversation that's best for a Microsoft Teams meeting or an in-person meeting on campus. So an email appointment is usually when you might have a final draft ready or most of a final draft, or at least a section of your assessment that you have mostly drafted. And you maybe have some clear questions that you want to ask about it. So you would book those similarly to how you'd book other types of appointments. But if you were to book, let's say, you know, on a Tuesday from 11 to half 11, an email feedback appointment, then we would get that feedback to you using our feedback template between 11 and half 11 during that appointment time that day. So you can expect when to receive that feedback for, you know, the time that you book the appointment. So those are, again, they're quite new. They're best when you are really close to handing it in. And it's, of course, good to have this opportunity for students who are on placement. There's lots of programs that are really placement heavy, and we know that it might be more difficult to meet even on Teams during placement periods. And of course, students have other responsibilities. I always say you're a person before you're a student. So sometimes meeting, you know, in real time can be a bit tricky. So that's been really good for students who are making progress, have a few questions, and are clear about the questions that they want us to address or to try and give some feedback on.
Yeah. Yeah. So just really emphasizing the kind of differences and the different, you know, times when you might want to use those appointments. I'll just bring Mari in here maybe to give us a little bit more detail about the email appointments. So Carly mentioned there that you book a time slot, but a student doesn't need to attend that time slot. It's just really to give us a time slot to look at their work. Can you give us just a little bit more guidance on that, Mari, in terms of what we'll do, what we'll not do?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a kind of general rule across all appointments, which is that we will look at an extract of work. So we look at up to 3 pages of an assignment. And the same is true of email feedback appointments as well. And that is because we just don't have the time, one, to read full assignments, and two, the purpose of this is for us to give you helpful feedback that you can apply. And so then you can look at the rest of the document as well. But so for email appointments, as Carly said, it's really helpful if you can be as specific as possible. So you don't have to just send 3 pages, but if you send more, you have to specify which 3 pages you want the feedback on. So if you have a full draft and you're thinking, oh, I'm really struggling with the introduction and maybe a little bit of this section, then just note that when you're booking, okay? As much information as you can give us before the time is really helpful. And we will use the half hour to read the work according to your questions, write some written feedback. We will probably add some comments to the work if that's appropriate, using Word, or if it's a PDF, also adding comments there, and then send out a feedback form to you via email. And as Carly and Linda noted, it will be during that half hour slot that you've booked. So you have a 30-minute window, but you do not have to do anything in that time. It's just when you're free, you can then look at it, read it over, and see what we've maybe noted to work on, or maybe what we've said is really great about the work that you've done as well. Okay, because we do like to highlight what students are doing well, as well as maybe some things that need work on. So, for example, if you're finishing an assignment and you kind of know that there are some things that aren't great, but you're going to work on them, that's also really helpful if you can alert us to that. So if you are going to work on your reference list, but you know how to reference, just add a wee comment saying you don't need to look at the reference list so that we can spend most of our time on things that are actually really going to help you. Okay. And then I think the last thing would be just, if you can, let us know that you got the feedback and let us know if it was helpful. We'll talk in a minute about what to do maybe after the appointment's over, but it is always really great for us to know that you've received that and that you've got our feedback.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, because sometimes we feel like we send it out there and we don't quite know what the reception is. We will sometimes get, I do sometimes get students will email back and say, yep, thanks, that was helpful. I try to remember to put a read or received receipt when I send out. I try to do that so that just I know that it's been delivered successfully. But yeah, it's always nice to just have that if you've got time to just acknowledge receipt of the email. That's great. And then I'm going to bring John in here just really to say we don't have many rules in academic skills. We try and be as flexible as possible, but we do have a sort of couple of rules around appointments and then specifically around email appointments. So John, do you want to just elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking rules in inverted commas here. Yeah. They're all designed really so we can see as many students as possible, and we want to have a kind of fair service here. So this is why we're talking about this. But in general, we would say that we probably only want to be seeing you a maximum of once a week. There may be a case that you might have two appointments in a week, but we will kind of be the judge of that, whether students need that or not. So if you've already had an appointment on a Monday, for example, don't be booking appointments later on that week. Save it for the week after. In general, what we would say is don't book multiple appointments either. Obviously, once you've had your appointment, feel free to then book another one, not in the same week. But that's kind of one of the things that we would suggest that you look at. I realise that I'm probably preaching to the converted here, and the students are listening to this podcast are not kind of guilty of overbooking with
yeah,
us.
Sure.
But that is the case. And the other thing to say is we can track the bookings as well. So yeah. A lot of students don't realise that we can actually see if students are booking in with other advisors as well. So we can see that. Does somebody else want to speak about the email appointments as well? And
yeah, maybe Carla, you could just talk about, you know, the dreaded email chain and how we just want to try and avoid that if we can.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the purpose of email feedback is to, I mean, obviously answer any questions that you've specified for us so we can advise you on how to progress further on your assessment. But we gave you all of that in one email in one go, and we have some information at the end. I've broken mine into steps. And the step one is to read that feedback and to look at it, make sure it makes sense to you. We try to be very clear in our phrasing and to make sure that it's something that you can easily apply. And then apply that beyond the three pages that you've sent us, as Mary had mentioned before. So if you've sent us three pages from a methodology section and a report, but there's some things there about referencing and text citations and maybe grammar, something that you can be mindful of in the rest of your assessment, then think about that and look at your other pages that we didn't look at and wouldn't have time to look at it during a 30-minute appointment and apply that further. And once you've done that, if there's questions that still that you didn't have a chance to ask, or if you are realizing, you know, that there's some other things you're looking for some support on for that assessment, it could be time to book an additional appointment for the next week, if that's possible. Not the same week as John said, but if you have a quick question, it's not a good time to start an email chain, because then we can't just keep that ongoing. We don't always have the time to do that. So we try and answer as much as we can in one email. And if you are looking for further support, then that's usually a better time to look at our resources on our webpage and through our maybe even other podcast episodes, and you know, potentially book another type of appointment, whether it's email or online or in person, if you really are needing some additional support or feel like you'd benefit from that. So email chain's not a good idea. We can't promise that we're going to be able to follow that up. So we just ask that you don't respond to that unless it's just saying thanks so much for the feedback received, and that you'll apply it and kind of move forward from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Carly says, you know, if you then think, oh, I, you know, there's lots of comments here about referencing, I don't think I'm quite getting the hang of this, then by all means book another appointment with us, but maybe consider whether that would be better. That would be better as an in-person or an online, because you can ask lots of questions, and that can be really helpful. So hopefully that's just given you a little idea of what's available. We're always trying to be as flexible as we can with appointments. Simply book your preferred option with us through the UWS student app or go onto the Academic Skills website. And as usual, we would love all your comments and your feedback. Let us know what you think about email appointments. We would like to know. Any feedback is, you know, something that we can then think about, just to make our service to students as good as possible. Thank you to Carly, John and Mary. Good to see you all. And if you're thinking of a topic that you want us to discuss, or you've got some advice to pass on to other students, then drop us an email at skills@uws.ac.uk. Thanks for listening.